Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, that's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. The Stokers and Beer Radio Show is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. Time is 8:04 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it is 51 degrees Fahrenheit, sunny in San Diego, California. Today's topic is NFL Week 10 review and XFL Draft Week. Again, NFL Week 10 review and XFL Draft Week. The hosts will debate professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience. Topics will include results from the NFL, NBA, and scores from the NHL. The hosts will talk about pro-developmental football free agency in preparation for the XFL draft this week. Again, the hosts will debate professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience. Topics will include the results from NFL, NBA, and scores from the NHL. The hosts will talk about pro-developmental football free agency in preparation for the XFL draft this week. All right, let's get into it. Well, I got somebody on my line. This is a first, you know, first. I got somebody calling in from 1111. They got their hand raised up in queue. I will gladly come to you. And just when I bring you on the line, just please don't say your full name. Just say your first and last initial. So we're going to be coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, 1111. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
My initials are RC.
RC. Well, good to hear from you this morning, RC. Thank you for calling in to the Stoke of the Bear Radio Show. What you want to talk about?
I was hoping to talk about the Chiefs-Jags game. I'm a big Chiefs fan, so I was wondering if you watched that.
Yeah, I caught the highlights. It came in because I had an NFL sanctioned event I was doing yesterday with one of my clients. He's working out for some teams, and I came in and I caught the last part of it right about, I would say, about 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and that's right when Lawrence hit that wide receiver. I think it was number 13, I think, hit that wide receiver for that last touchdown they scored. I caught that, and then I watched it out from that point. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think it was Christian Kirk, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kirk, yeah.
Yeah, man, I mean, I'm psyched. All the AFC West lost yesterday besides the Chiefs, you know, and I'm a big Chris Jones fan from the Chiefs. I mean, he was coming right into Trevor Lawrence's face and just delivering it great. I didn't know if you saw that.
I like I said, I caught it at the last part, but I saw the highlights and everything. But the bottom line is, I wasn't really even expecting the Jaguars to pull that out. I wasn't expecting them to pull that out of me. You know, like I tell a lot of people, when you're dealing with certain quarterbacks in this league, Patrick Mahomes being one of them. As long as he's breathing, he's dangerous. And Andy Reid being the coach, he's one of those coaches. You know, if he's breathing, they're dangerous. So I really wasn't expecting them to pull that out.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty confident, but you know, when the Chiefs got beat by the Colts, I was like, anything could happen. So I'm never totally confident.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, we're getting, like, toward mid-season. Well, we're right about mid-season now. It's week 10, so we got about, what, 7 more games to go. So it's like we're just at that point right now. So I think everybody's identity is what it is. You know, the people that's been losing, like, I'm a New Orleans Saints fan. You know, I was hoping that we was going to be Pittsburgh yesterday to, like, at least keep us right around, you know, one game off the lead, one or two games off the lead. But, I mean, we got beat yesterday. And I think our identity as a loser, along with my San Diego Chargers, because I live in San Diego, and that's my adopted team because I've been here so long, is like, you know, when you identify as a loser at this point, I think you just kind of, like, start hitting your rebuild mode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. Well, there's still a lot of season left, so you never know. But, you know, one of the things I noticed about you, what's that? Sorry.
I said, you never know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some one thing the Chiefs got to work on, though. There was some real sloppy ball handling. I mean, the balls were hitting guys in the teeth, you know. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, great teams, you know, they just got to be in great – they got to be great in great spots. Great in spots. You know, a lot of teams, you know, they got to be great the whole game, but teams like Kansas City, they just have to be great in certain moments. That's what I'm trying to say. They just have to be great in certain moments. They don't have to be great the whole game. Like the Jacksonville Jaguars, they you know, to play the Chiefs, you got to be perfect the whole game. You got to be perfect the whole game. And the Chiefs, they are, you know, because the talent at the quarterback position, at every position, to be honest with you, they just don't have to be great in the whole game. They can just basically, you know, we can make mistakes, slip up, have some snafus, but because the talent and the coaching, you know, they just have to be great in moments, if you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Yeah, the Chiefs can get away with a little bit of sloppiness once in a while as long as they come back and come at the other guys hard, you know.
That's it, man. I like to use certain, like, compare certain sports to other sports. I'm a big boxing fan. You know, in fact, I have a boxing pedigree. And one of my favorite fighters here, you know, in the heavyweight division, Deontay Wilder, he always says, you have to be great the whole fight. I only have to be great in a split second of that fight. I can put you out at any time. So that's why I look at the Kansas City Chiefs and certain other teams in the NFL. They can put you out at any time. Just like, look, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Yesterday with Aaron Rodgers and the Dallas Cowboys, Packers and Cowboys, segue into that. It's like Dak Prescott, he's a good quarterback. He's solid. And he's playing a great game. But I always say on my radio show, Aaron Rodgers is one of those quarterbacks that if he's breathing, he's dangerous. And he showed it yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, totally. Totally, yeah. I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers was coming at him hard and making it count. And, you know, at the end of that game was crazy. It was, you know, my wife's an Eagles fan, so she was happy that Dallas lost.
Yep. I mean, it's just like they were playing a great game. But, again, when I compare Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott just ain't Aaron Rodgers. He got more weapons, but I believe that this weekend that Aaron Rodgers found his weapon. He found his weapon in Watson. He found him. And that other kid that had a good game about 2 weeks ago, Dobbs, he was out hurt. I think he found his two weapons. Those kids can actually play. It just took them a little time, but do you see they got Dallas out there? So, but back to the Kansas City Chiefs game. I expect the Chiefs to do great things in the AFC. Now we just had Buffalo. They fell off. Look at them. I mean, they fell off.
Huh.
And it's just like everybody was like, oh, Buffalo. And I'm a Buffalo fan. That's one of my other teams. I grew up a Buffalo fan back when the Thurman Thomas days. I might be expressing my age a little bit. I'm a little long in the tooth. But
me too.
I had Kelly, and I had Thurman Thomas and Andre Rison and all them guys, man, you know, when they went to the Super Bowl, like, what, three times? They couldn't come up with a
four
win?
Four times. Four
times. They couldn't come up with a win. And now we're seeing, here we go again. You know, they was in the shootout last year with KC, and we see how that happened.
Game
and now
of the year.
They was in the shootout. Yeah, game of the year. And then they was in the shootout yesterday. And, you know, Minnesota put them out. So, I mean, it's an exciting time, man. Exciting time.
Yeah. It's a real exciting time to be a Chiefs fan, that's for sure. I mean, like I was saying, too, I'm a big fan of, you know, the Kansas City D isn't great, but Chris Jones is the man. I just love to see, you know, a big, girthy guy like that just come hard and tear it up on the inside.
Yeah, one thing I will say, they used to say the first year, I think, that Mahomes was starting, they didn't have a good defense. They didn't have a good defense at all. But their defense has really gotten better over the last, I'm going to say, three seasons. They've gotten better. Because when they, that was always they're not. They had offense, but they didn't have defense. But they're good on defense now as well as offense, so... Yeah, man. I mean, I think at the end of the day, they should be back. If I'm going to put my money on anybody, I'm going to go with Mahomes in the AFC. But, you know, it's like at the same time, Tua looks good. Tua looks good with the Dolphins in the AFC. So, and they're stable, man.
They have Tyreek.
They got the same agent. And they took Tariq. You're exactly right, and you know, so I'm like, that would be interesting for an AFC championship, wouldn't you think?
Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah, it'd be probably end up being right up there with that Bills Chiefs game from last AFC championship, or actually no, that was not even the AFC. That was a divisional championship game.
Yeah, what do you think about the Raiders, sticking with the AFC, we think about the Raiders and how Derek Carr kind of like got up there yesterday and kind of like had an emotional breakdown. But at the same time, Jeff Saturday, former ESPN analyst, now the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, they were in a joyous moment. What do you think about Derek Carr and his reaction to that loss?
Well, Carr took a pounding, that's for sure. And, you know, as a Chiefs fan, I like it. I don't like when the Raiders do good.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we don't want to win it. They in the same division. You don't want to win it. Yeah, I know you was overjoyed,
yeah.
But I mean, but just being neutral, what do you think about his emotions? What do you think? Do you think that his emotions were justified?
Well, yeah, with their record, I'd be upset too. You know, everybody was kept saying how the AFC West is going to be the division to beat, but, you know, everybody except the Chiefs lost yesterday, so I think everybody, it was very overblown.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, I mean, Carr is still struggling. He got clearly what's supposed to be the best wide receiver in Devontae Adams in the game. And it's like, and they're best friends. Why do you think they're not connecting? Why do you think they're not successful? Them two, just them two, on the connection. Like, they're not Mahomes and Kelsey. Well, why is Carr and Adams not connecting the right way?
That's a good question. I don't know. Just they I guess they don't have the right chemistry. Maybe they were away from each other for too long. They lost that loving feeling, I guess you could say.
I like that. Yeah, they must have lost that loving feeling because the way they was making it out to be, you know, they took it from Green Bay and then put them out here in Vegas on the West Coast, and it's like it just ain't working out. Then they turned around, they cut Abram from the team, and then he's with Green Bay now, playing at number 44 on special teams, but I guess they'll eventually work him in the starting lineup. But, yeah, man, it's just crazy, man. But I see myself, AFC championship, Mahomes and Tua. That's what I see. And I can't even call that one, man. I can't call that one.
Oh, I bet Mahomes is going to give Tua a good pound, and I'm going to call it right now.
Well, it sounds like you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan. So, yeah, I mean, you got to be a little bit biased. But, I mean, when I really look at it, the way it all stacks up, it's crazy, man. I mean, I'm just like, that's going to be a battle. That's going to be a battle because, I mean, even though that they took Tyreek, they got other weapons. You know, they got other, you know, of course, Mahomes got Kelsey. Then he got a good running game, got other receivers. And, you know, I don't know, man. That's going to be a hard one to call, man. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. And you know, I don't want to get too graphic or too risque for your show, but I think the Chiefs are going to bend the Dolphins right over, if you know what I mean.
Well, I appreciate you not getting too risque, but I understand exactly what you mean. Yeah, man. Where you calling in from?
Oh, Kansas City.
Oh, you're a Kansas City native. Okay. How'd you come across the show? Just scrolling through Blog Talk.
Yeah, just looking. I looked under sport and saw your show, and I just felt the need to talk about the Chiefs. My wife's an Eagles fan, so I don't get to talk to anybody that's as passionate about the Chiefs as me too much.
Well, I mean, y'all got a conflict in that house, man, because I'm going to be honest. If you guys make it to the Super Bowl, y'all probably going to be going against each other because it looks like Jalen Hurts. I'm quite sure they're going to knock the Commanders out tonight, and they're going to be at, what, 10-0? And I'm like, that's probably the game. Your household might be on Super Bowl weekend in uproar.
One of us will be happy. Oh, we've thought about it a lot. We've wished for it for many years.
I'm like, man, that's you in a heck of a predicament right there, man.
Yeah, yeah. We joke around, too. If it's Chiefs-Eagles, it's going to be Fletcher Cox versus Harrison Butker. So Cox is going to get right up into that Butker.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. So I guess if Kansas City wins, if y'all wind up meeting at the Super Bowl, I guess you kind of got to tone it down a little bit and just be like, you know, I'm a, when you go to the bathroom, celebrate. But when you come out into the main room, just, you know, kind of be low key. You don't want to piss the wife off.
Exactly. Happy wife, happy life. Well, if Eagles win, I'll let her rub it right into my face. But if Chiefs win, I'll quietly celebrate.
Yeah, that's the way we got to do as men, you know. Happy wife, happy life. I totally understand.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Well, you got anything else for me before we get off of here, man? Anything else you want to talk about?
Just wanted to kind of bask in my Chiefs win glory and, talk about Scantling. Marquez Valdes-Scantling got his first touchdown. He put it right up there to Darius Williams and the Jacksonville defenders. So I was happy about that.
Yeah, man. Sad part about Jacksonville, I thought when they brought over the former Eagles coach, ironically, when they brought him over, I thought that they were going to be better than what they were. I thought he was going to be the correct Lawrence. And Jacksonville, really, to be honest, they don't have a terrible team. They just got to learn how to win. They got to learn how to win under that young quarterback because he's still young. When they learn how to win, I think they're going to be solid, but it's just not their year. It's not their year. And I think that the game yesterday was a game for Kansas City to, if they had any injuries, to get healthy. You know, if anybody needs to get worked up in the rotation, if anybody needs to get their stats up, you need to get somebody hot and confident, like you were just saying about the Scanlon. You know, it's like if you need to get people healthy, Jacksonville was the game to play, was the team to play to get healthy. Just like I tell people, you know, I hate it when, like, my New Orleans Saints right now, where we are, everybody's getting healthy. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers came down. It was a game for everybody to, you know, get Kenny Pickett, some good experience and this and that, and, you know, work all these different elements that they need to work to look at, to see how they're going to look next year. I hate being the team that everybody come to get healthy on. And that's not Kansas City situation, but they were playing a team that, you know, where people can come and get healthy. You can rest some guys up, do some stuff, different stuff, you know, because they're just one of those basement teams to where, hey, we should be able to go in here and truck these guys, get as a confidence builder, you know?
Yeah. Well, I have Kamara on a bunch of my fantasy teams, so I needed him to do good yesterday.
Man, I don't know what's going on with us, man. You know, my little brother, he plays a lot of fantasy, and he's a big Saints fan as well. And it's like, you know, I'm quite sure he had Kamara on his fantasy team and everything like that, man. But we're just having a bad team down there in the Bayou, but bad season this year. But at the same time, like I said, I'm a big Chiefs fan myself. I go back with the Chiefs. You know, I'm gonna tell you, the year that I started liking the Chiefs was the same year that I was liking the Buffalo Bills. But I'm gonna tell you how it all happened. I think the Bills put the Chiefs out because the Chiefs, and this might have been like in 1990 or so, and the Chiefs, who was that quarterback they had back then? Was it Steve DeBerg? Am I saying it right?
Yeah. He was before Joe Montana came over there, yeah.
Yeah, Steve DeBerg. And I was like, come on, Steve. I was like, man, Steve can do it. Then they brought in Montana. And who was it they had at running back? Marcus Allen, I think they brought him over the third down back that year.
They had Christian Okoye, who I was a big fan of for a while, but I think he was gone by then. Yeah.
Man, there was some crazy time back then. That's the same year that Bo Jackson got hurt. Because remember, the Raiders were supposed to win the Super Bowl that year, hands down. They had Art Shell at the coach, and then when Bo Jackson pulled his hip, I forgot who he was playing. He got hurt. And that hip muscle was done, and I'm like, man. Then that's when it was like Buffalo Bills and the Chiefs, they were battling. And then I think this
was
the first year that the Bills went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Giants. Remember that?
Yeah,
I think that was that
90,
same year I was talking about.
Kicker.
Yep.
Yeah, the kick, Scott Norwood missed it.
Scott Norwood. And then who was that? They was playing doggone the Giants, and they had a linebacker and quarterback. Remember that? I forgot that dude's name. Starts with an H, I think. But the Giants had a converted linebacker that played quarterback in college because Phil Sims went down. Remember when Phil Sims got hurt? A couple somebody in the NFC, he got hurt, and they had to take a Hostetler. That I think his name was Hostetler. They had to bring him in, and they were like, "Well, he's a linebacker, but he played quarterback in college, and the dude won the Super Bowl. He won the Super Bowl for Phil Sims."
That brings back some memories. I remember people were saying they need to put a little hair on those goalposts so Scott Norwood will get it in there deep.
Crazy time, man. Crazy time. Speaking of the Giants, man, what do you think about how they looking? I mean, your wife is probably like she don't want to look better than they are, but Saquon Barkley is having a good season. The team is making the quarterback, Jones, making him look better, Daniel Jones look better. Because him coming out of Duke, I expected a whole lot more out of him coming out of Duke. I thought he'd have been a better quarterback. But last couple of years, he struggled. I know he had a close relationship with the Mannings. But they're playing good ball now. Saquon's back. They look rejuvenated. I think they got about 6 or 7 wins. They got 7 wins on the season now. So, I mean, they're right there in the thick of things. You think they can knock off Philadelphia eventually, Philadelphia and Dallas, and then get on into the Super Bowl? What do you think?
No, I think they've gotten very lucky with a lot of their games, and I think once they see Philly, I think Philly will be able to, have their way with the Giants, get them down on the ground, do whatever they want to them.
Yeah, that's something. One thing about Philadelphia, man, they're riding high, man. They should be 10-1 tonight, and I really think that they're going to be the NFC guys, and I think it's going to be, like I said, I think Eagles and KC. That's what I'm thinking. I definitely call back into the show in the playoff picture. Make sure you call in when the playoff picture develops, because I want to see how things going at the household, man. I'm hoping there's going to be peace in there.
I will absolutely give you a call. Hopefully it's going to be Chiefs and Eagles we'll be talking about next.
Yeah, man. Well, look, man, I thank you for calling in and everything like that. I'm going to get back on my show topic, but definitely I'll stick around if you like. If not, I'll just definitely call back in anytime. We on the air most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. Pacific time to 10 a.m. Pacific time, and, just call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about sports related. Have a good day.
You too. Have a great day. Take care. Go Chiefs.
All right, buddy. Yeah, that was my man. That was my man RC. My man RC calling in from Kansas City, talking about everything Kansas City Chiefs related and whatnot. Unique story if y'all heard it. Him and his wife, they're kind of like rivals in there because Philadelphia Eagles being going to be 10-0 more than likely tonight, but currently 9-0. And then the Kansas City Chiefs, they've had their struggles, but they're making their way for their playoff push, wild card spots or whatever. I was like, it's probably going to be Kansas City at the end of the day if they can get past the Dolphins, and then it'll probably be the Eagles. So Kansas City and the Eagles in the Super Bowl, I said it's going to make for a unique situation in the household. So thank you again, RC, for calling in and talking about everything Kansas City Chiefs related. And feel free definitely to call back in to the show whenever you feel like it. But, again, this is the Stokes & Beer Radio Show. Time on deck here, 8:29 a.m. And I am your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokes & Beer Radio Show. And today we're talking about NFL. Our topic is NFL Week 10 Review and XFL Draft Week. We got a lot of stuff on the monitor today. Cowboys facing the Vikings coming up. 8-1 Vikings and then the 7-2 Giants over the next 2 weeks. How confident should Dallas feel with the upcoming schedule? They should feel at the end of the day, even though Dallas lost to the Dallas loss to the Green Bay Packers in a somewhat rivalry game back in the past. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, they should be able to beat the Vikings. I think they'll put the Vikings at 8-2, you know. They got the Cowboys minus 6.5 Thanksgiving Day, 4:30 Eastern on Fox. That'll be 1:30 Pacific Standard Time on Fox. But, yeah, this is going to be a great Thanksgiving Day battle. I think that the Giants and the Cowboys, the Cowboys definitely going to beat the Giants, and the Cowboys should beat the Vikings. And, yeah, so it's going to be an interesting week. So I'm looking at it like the Cowboys are going to be facing the Giants on this Sunday. Well, now Cowboys and Giants on Thanksgiving next Sunday, but they'll face the Vikings this Sunday coming up. It's going to be interesting because the Vikings just came off a big win. They just came off of a big win against Buffalo. Well, I might have some news on what I just said. I was saying I think the Cowboys can actually beat the Vikings. I don't know, because the Vikings just put the Buffalo Bills down. And this is what I'm saying to everybody that's listening, all my listeners out there around the world. When it comes down to this football season, it's a good football season because only one team is really totally dominant, and that is the Philadelphia Eagles, standing at 9-0 tonight. When they beat the Washington Commanders, more than likely they'll be at 10-0. I don't see the Washington Commanders beating them, but I do see it being a good game, because it's going to be a division game. But in the last couple of weeks, the Commanders actually been playing kind of decent, pretty decent. They just ain't been coming up with wins. But with that being said, if you like to call in debate about, you know, the Cowboys challenges, call in at the area code 515-602-9687. It's area code 515-602-9687. That's our guest call-in line. And call in and talk about whatever sports-related, anything on the monitor, or if we don't know about something going on in sports, you can call in and talk about it. Again, we talk about a lot of NFL news because this is an NFL talk show, and we also talk a lot about NBA, Major League Baseball. We go over National Hockey League scores. So I'll be rattling off a lot of hockey scores and basketball scores today as they come in. But this is a football talk show where we talk about all big four major sports. At the same time, we talk about anything, pie eating contests, hot dog eating contests, any stuff like that. We talk about anything that come across the monitor and they consider the sport. American Kennel Club, camel racing, horse racing, dog racing, whatever the case may be, water polo, badminton, you know, definitely UFC, boxing, WrestleMania, all that stuff, WWE stuff. We talk about anything. As long as it's sports or sports and entertainment, you can call in and talk about it. If I don't know about it, you can teach me about it. If you don't know about it, I can teach you about it. But we're going to take a quick break and go into our music mix for a minute here. So while we take a quick station break, but again, this is Stogies and Beer, broadcasting live, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Stogies and Beer, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. And I am your host, Romero Ferrant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Stand by for our station break.
Yeah.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Stokers of Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers of Beer Radio Show. Stokers of Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Time on deck is 8:36 a.m. It is 56 degrees and sunny in San Diego, California. Today's topic is NFL Week 10 Review and XFL Draft Week. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about when it comes down to XFL draft week. Yesterday, I was at a NFL sanctioned event called Hub. Hub is ran by Don Yee, which is Tom Brady's agent, the greatest one, the GOAT, Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee, super agent Don Yee, runs something called Hub Camp. Hub Camp is basically a camp where free agents can come in. Whether you were affiliated at one time with the NFL, or were you, or if you just a pretty much a street free agent, trying to get off in the pro developmental film leagues to show what you can do at all levels, it invites guys to come in to their camp, and they do a OTA style 3-day mini camp in facility workout style. Workout basically, they teach you what you. If somebody was to call a guy in and say, "Hey, come in and work out for this team," you know what to expect. They run you through all the professional drills, give you all the professional training, tell you what you need to work on at the end of the day to be prepared to go and do that type of workout for an NFL franchise. So that's a good thing about Hub Camp. They give guys, free agent guys, street free agent guys, and I call a free agent guy someone that was in an NFL camp. And they got cut. I call a street free agent a guy that didn't get the opportunity to go work out for an NFL team. That's the way I look at it. And even if you went to the CFL, EFL, or whatever, I still call you a street free agent, because only thing that I really count on as far as on my show, only thing that I really count is American football played in America, meaning NFL and anything in America below that, XFL, USFL, and all the leagues below. CFL is a viable league, EFL is a viable league, but I'm not really talking about them because I don't really have contacts there or deal with those teams, because, they're only going to bring in so many imports, so I just keep everything about America. But if you get opportunity to go and play in those leagues, great, bring your film back, and I'm going to definitely shop it out. Dan, those two are viable leagues, CFL and EFL, but they're not, they're not in my network. I've had players that's done workouts there, but at the same time, I don't really have those relationships there. My relationships are NFL and below here in America. But what I just wanted to break down to you what I mean by free agent. I consider this somebody with an NFL tag, street free agent. You don't have an NFL tag. So anyway, Hub Camp brings these guys in, each one of those guys in, and to work them out, teach them what they would be doing at an in-facility team invite, or else if they was going to be a part of a rookie mini camp, OTA style, 3-day mini camp type of thing, trying to earn a camp opportunity. So they teach the guys all the drills, teach you what how to do everything basically. It's basically almost like a class. It's a camp, it's a workout, but it's a class at the same time, to where they're teaching you and trying to make you better and preparing you to get a workout at the highest level. The NFL has the opportunity to do live look-ins, and at the same time, I believe yesterday they said somebody from the 49ers was there. Somebody was there from the Vienna Vikings for the EFL champions. Somebody was there for the USFL. It was USFL scout out there. And Hub is now partnered with the USFL as their they partnered with the USFL as their exclusive data service, meaning if a player goes down in the USFL, they'll go directly to Hub and say, say for instance, if a linebacker go down, they'll say, send me some data on your last group of linebackers that was in there that tested well. Send me those linebackers. And they can go through there and say, okay, we're going to contact this one and this one, so they can come and do an in-facility workout. The good thing about Hub, they've already prepared them to do an in-facility workout for a USFL team or an NFL team. So I was out there yesterday, and one of my clients, Pat Isbell, Pat Isbell, one of my clients out of Arizona. He came out yesterday, worked hard, and got his critique and everything like that. So he knows what he needs to work on to be prepared for the next opportunity in case he gets called in for a facility invite for an NFL team or a USFL team. So he was out there working hard and doing everything he needed to do. So I was happy about that. All that good stuff. And funny story, I was washing my hands in the restroom, and a young man came up to me, and he was like, we greeted each other, and I was just like, hey man, you working hard? He's like, yeah. I said, what time your group going up? He's like, we about to be ready to go now. I said, what you play, DB? He's like, yeah, I play. I think he said, yeah, I play DB, or he said he played wide receiver. But wide up later, I found out he plays a wide receiver. But anyway, he said his group was getting ready to go up and everything. And then he looked at me and said, hey, man, I know you. and I was like, how you know? He said, you're the guy from Twitter. And I'm like, how did you remember me? He was like, yeah, we talked a couple times on Twitter before. And I was just laughing because it was like at that point, I kind of like felt like I was like a small celebrity, small social media celebrity. I guess I do so many posts. A lot of the people that's paying attention, they remember you. It's funny because he came in from Miami, if I'm correct, and he's way in Miami. Then he came out here, bumped into me in San Diego, but he knew who I was. So that felt good, you know, because I try to put the information out there on social media, on this radio platform as well, try to put the information out there to my street free agents so they can have an opportunity to compete at the highest level, at least compete for a job at the highest level and everything like that. But we'll get back off into some more pro development of football stuff in here in just a second. They got across the monitor, the big win by Jeff Saturday, new head coach for the Indianapolis Colts. He defeated the Raiders 25-20. Colts defeat the Raiders 25-20. Matt Ryan, 21 for 28, 222 yards and a touchdown. Jonathan Taylor, 22 rushes for 147 yards. Matt Ryan back at the helm as starting quarterback, replaced Sam Ellinger, replaced him, got his job back. But it was just a great looked like to be a great decision on the part of Jeff Saturday, saying that, you know what, I'm going to stick with my Super Bowl quarterback, who took Tom Brady to deep waters in the Super Bowl a few years back. I think back in 2018, he said he's going to stick with his quarterback. If it wasn't 2018, it was 2017. I think 2017, he took Tom Brady to the deep waters. I'm speaking of Matt Ryan. So, I mean, I think it was genius by Jeff Saturday to say, you know what, I'm putting Matt Ryan back at the helm. We're going to work through what we got to work through. We got a good running back in Jonathan Taylor, and we're going to do what we need to do to beat the Raiders. And unfortunately, at the end of the day, Jeff Saturday was happy. Jim Irsay was happy. The team was happy. But the person that was sad was on the other side, which was Derek Carr for the Las Vegas Raiders. Carr was pissed off because I guess he's just not getting enough commitment from the guys in the locker room. You got certain guys are committed to winning and other guys aren't. I think that's what he was saying. He's pissed off because everybody's not on the same page. You got people that's trying to win. Then you got half the locker room trying to win. The other half of the locker room is just probably just there getting a check. Maybe that's what he was saying. But I'm not in Derek Carr's head, so I can't really determine exactly what he meant. But anyway, that's what's coming across the wire right now. At the same time, other topic is Cowboys lose to the 31-28 in overtime. Michael Parsons lined up edge 10 times while playing 47 snaps at linebacker. You know, it's Cowboys' defense strategy, maximizing Michael's skill set. Yeah, I mean, that guy's just one of those hybrid type of players. I mean, he can play defensive end, he can play on the edge, and he can also play at linebacker. He's an athlete, so you can line him up, you know, at the linebacker position and at the defensive end position. You know, probably if you looked at it, I'm not sure if you wanted to do it, but you probably could also put him at safety in some packages, just depending. Probably can put him at safety. That guy's just an athlete. And I think he might could even run the ball a little bit. He's an athlete, total athlete. They say he can play every position on the field except, of course, except a big lineman position. He can play, but as skill positions go on offensive defense, he can play every position except quarterback. I believe that. That's how talented that guy is. But anyway, moving on from that, if you'd like to call into the show and debate me, I'm going to give you the call-in line, which I say it so many times I should know it by heart. But it is going to be 515-602-9687. 515-602-9687 if you'd like to call into the show and debate the host about anything we're talking about or anything that's coming across the monitor. But I want to get back to XFL draft week, talking to my street free agents out there. A lot of you guys have been sitting back, and I'm going to pick up where I left off with Hub Camp. Hub Camp was an opportunity for a lot of you guys that have been sitting back with your XFL draft pool invites. A lot of you guys are not signing any contracts with the USFL. You're not signing any contracts with the Indoor Football League. You're not signing any contracts with the Fan Control Football League. You're not signing any contracts or working out for the Champions Indoor Football League. All these different leagues that you could be getting film from, you guys are holding on to these draft pool invites. And what upsets me about that is that it was 6,000 guys worked out for the XFL. 6,000 guys, whether you was invited, whether you paid, whether you was on a wait list and got called up, whether you did an individual team workout. I don't know what your situation was, but a lot of you, it was 6,000 guys that had a workout. Out of 6,000 guys, when a league only takes 1,700 to invite to be on the draft board, 1,700, and then after the draft is over with, they're only bringing in 523 athletes in the camp, spread out over eight teams, if I'm correct, six or eight teams, but I believe it's eight, 528 guys, somewhere up in there, and then they're going to cut that down to just a straight 400 active roster spots, right? 400 active roster spots. Now, you look at 6,000 to 400, that's a hell of a cut. 6,000 to 1,700, that's a hell of a cut. 1,700 to 528, that's a hell of a cut. 528 to 400, that's a hell of a cut. You got 400 guys at the end of the day going to make the XFL bag. It ain't the bag like the NFL, but it's still a bag. It's still like if you had a decent job, you know, most guys probably going to make about $40,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, somewhere up in there. Quarterback's probably going to make $100,000, somewhere up in there. It's a good check at this level, at the pro-developmental level. And plus, you know, you're playing on TV because XFL got a TV contract, just like the USFL has a TV contract. And at the same time, you know, speaking of pro-developmental ball, the FCS has a NBC television contract. And IFL, I think they still have their TV contract on Spectrum. If you got Spectrum for cable, they use Stadium to air all their games on cable TV, which is you have to consider cable as being a national platform because you really can't watch TV unless you got cable, unless you're going to be doing the old school antenna TV, which is kind of like up and down with the way everything is done, trying to use a antenna type thing and getting a digital signal, you know. But, you know, all I'm saying is that it's different leagues that got TV partners to where you can get that exposure. But going back to the XFL situation, you got a lot of guys sitting on their draft pool invitation instead of trying to go ahead and move forward and getting a job now. It kind of disturbs me because I'm like, why would you wait and just be like, hey, I deserve to be in the XFL, but just because you feel like you deserve to be in the XFL doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be there, is the point I'm making. All this stuff, you know, you guys, you can't bank on your heart's desire. Sometimes you got to do like three or four things at one time. So the way I try to teach guys is, listen, if a guy like myself contact you and say, hey, I can help you, this team want to sign you, go ahead and sign the contract, and at worst, if the XFL call you, you're going to get released and be moved up. you'll be released. Like if an IFL team wants you, they're going to release you to move up to the XFL, especially the fact since the XFL and the IFL have partnered with each other for the XFL to be what you would consider their new minor league system where they can send players down and pull players up and do joint workouts with XFL teams. That's the partnership they have. So a lot of you guys sitting around here waiting on XFL invites, you're probably not going to get a call from the XFL. I'm not saying all of you, because 400 of you are going to get an XFL contract. 528 of y'all going to camp. 528 of y'all going to camp. 400 of y'all are going to be on the active roster. I'm not saying everybody. I know 528, then 400. 528 going to camp. It's going to be another cut of 128 people to where they can narrow it down to 400 people to be spread out amongst four teams that are going to be on the active roster spot. But what happens to the other 4,000 and something guys? Other 4,300 something guys, think about 4,300 or more. What happens to those guys? And this is what I'm saying. You can't sit on the opportunity and not sign a contract with the IFL, CIFL, and then this past weekend, a lot of you didn't sign up to go to Hub Camp because you said, well, I'm not going to go to Hub, even though they're partnered with the USFL. I'm not going to Hub Camp. Now, the USFL put in 53 guys in camps. I believe they put in 53 guys in camp, even the guy for the Dallas Cowboys, which y'all saw last night, kick returner Kevontae Turpin, if I'm saying his name right, Turpin. He came by. He did all those leagues. IFL, I think he did NAL too. I think he went to EFL, fan controlled football. Then he wound up going to going to the USFL and getting picked up by the Dallas Cowboys. So sometimes you got to do everything. That's a classic example of what I mean about somebody who did everything. He left nothing to chance. He left nothing to chance. Because common sense tells you, if a team got you and a bigger team wants you, they're going to release you to move up because it's a credit for the team, a credit for the coaching staff. They say, hey, we had so-and-so here. Now he in the NFL. Or we had so-and-so here. Now he's in the USFL. We had so-and-so here. He's in the XFL. That's why at Hub, they always shout out when something nice happens. They say, Hub alum so-and-so got a USFL contract, got a CFL contract, got an NFL contract. Hub alum, meaning somebody who was in the Hub before, Hub camp before, hey, they left here and they went on to do well. It's a credit when you're dealing with somebody and you move up. They're going to consider that a credit because you were part of their organization. They're going to boast that. So, yeah, if you get called up, they're going to let you go because, hey, it's a feather in their cap. But a lot of you guys are sitting back, no, I'm not going to do anything. You miss Hub Camp this weekend. An opportunity for you to come out there and play around some studs. There were some guys out there that easily was NFL talent. Guys out there that was easily USFL, XFL talent. Guys out there that was easily as well Indoor Football League, National Arena League, Fan Control, CIFL talent. It's all kind of talent there that you had to go out there and perform, get evaluated, and then, you know, after that, get in where you fit in. A lot of you guys sat back at home and missed the opportunity to compete at Hub Camp. Why? Why'd you do that? Oh, well, I got an XFL invitation. I'm not going to do anything until after Tuesday, which really means you'll be waiting around, really, till Monday on the 21st to say, you'll be waiting around on Thanksgiving week, hoping that a team will call you and say, yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and offer you a free agent camp contract. Go and come in. You'll probably be still sitting around procrastinating. Because one thing about people, like I learned on yesterday, one of my consultants told me, said, people are like this. People are skeptical. That's number one. That's why they don't want to spend any money on the service. Meaning, I'm speaking to you athletes. You don't want to spend any money on the service that I provide. And I don't want to talk about other people. This is my platform, so I'm going to talk about me. You don't want to spend money with me on the platform that I provide because you're skeptical. No matter how much proof I show you, newspaper clipping articles, testimonials, this, that, and the other, give you, you know, tell you how to contact people for a character witness, character reference, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. You're still going to be skeptical about spending your money. You're going to be skeptical. The other thing is, athletes are procrastinators. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get back to them. I'm going to get back to them to do some business. And it's like, you'll be 3 months from now. Then you'll be talking to me about, oh, you know, can I go ahead and work with you now? And I have to tell you, well, yesterday's prices are not today's prices. Yesterday's price ain't today's price. Because I'm developing every day just like you are. I'm developing. I'm making new leads. I'm making new contacts. So when I contact you the first time, you best don't try to lock yourself in at the price that I'm telling you it is that. Because you might come to me next week, next month, whatever, and my whole situation might be changed. Because unlike a lot of you athletes, I'm not a procrastinator. I'm a go-getter. I'm a dog in this business. I'm an executive. So just like you put in work in the gym, I put in work behind my desk. I put in work on my phone. I put in work on my emails. I put in work in the street going to these different events, trying to rub elbows and network with the right people. When I say trying to rub elbows with the right people, I got my certifications from Lee Steinberg. Who is Lee Steinberg? The original Jerry Maguire. If you ever seen the movie Jerry Maguire, Lee Steinberg is Tom Cruise is playing a role of an agent based loosely on the true character of Lee Steinberg, who is the agent of Patrick Mahomes and Tua Tagovailoa. Okay? That's who I got my certification from. That's who I take your film and I send your film to them if it meets the right criteria. Okay? I send your stuff to people that got a budget that can actually help move you forward to the meeting as well. I can send your film. I can put it on the right desk. I can put it in the right email. I can talk about you. But at the same time, when it comes down to the review of all that, your talent needs to show up on film. Talent going to have to sit down at the table with us at some point in that conversation. So I'm saying all this to say that all of you guys that are sitting back waiting on the XFL to put you in one of those 400 spots when it's 1,700 people to consider. What are you doing? Why are you not calling? Why are you not contacting me to help put you in the right position? You're sitting back saying, oh, well, I know I'm gonna get drafted. Well, first of all, let me tell you how it goes. The first thing people got to build is an offensive line. You got to have offensive linemen. They got to have an offensive line. And what you guys don't understand is that slot wide receiver, you can find that walking down the street. I just seen one passing by out the window. Defensive back, find that walking down the street. Seen that across the street. Those type of athletes, slot wide receiver, cornerback, safety, you can find it everywhere. They're looking for offensive linemen. They need offensive line. Then you know what else they need? A quarterback. That's why Tuesday morning, anybody sitting out there telling them, well, I'm a quarterback and I might get drafted. No, you're not. They're doing a quarterback special on Tuesday, tomorrow. They're going to be selecting all the quarterbacks for the XFL. Yeah. Pay attention. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that there's no chance that a quarterback that's not in that quarterback special will get drafted. All I'm saying is that theoretically, they have a date reserved for the quarterbacks, because you know what makes the league valuable? Who's playing quarterback? What school did they go to? Were they in the NFL before? Were they in the CFL before? That's what they kind of like looking at. What tag do they have? They have an NFL, CFL tag, or were they a high-level college quarterback that just wind up getting cut from camp or whatever? That's why they're having an XFL quarterback draft special tomorrow. So if you're a quarterback sitting back talking about, oh, yeah, man, I'm going to just wait around. I ain't going to sign no pro-developmental film contract like with the IFL or the CIFL. Had a coach tell me the other day. He said, man, I need a dual-threat quarterback. Because in the IFL, your quarterback is also a running back, too, because, you know, they have the option to run pass option. So he needs a dual-threat quarterback, because if ain't nobody open, the quarterback can take off runs, or he can just go ahead and let the running back take it. And at the same time, if a wide receiver is open down the field, he can hit the wide receiver. The point that I'm making is that the coach that I was talking to just built a new relationship with the coach. And he said that I'm waiting on this one quarterback, but he's telling me he's trying to wait for the XFL draft to be over with. And I'm like, coach, don't he realize that they're doing a XFL quarterback draft special on Tuesday? That's tomorrow. Now, when I talked to him, it was on Saturday. So I'm like, next 3 days, on Tuesday, they're doing the XFL quarterback draft special. They're telling you who their quarterbacks are going to be because people want to make sure that if I'm going to be tuning in this and buying tickets, what's the level of the quarterback play? If the level of the quarterback play is good, then, hey, okay, all right, great. You know, yeah, we'll buy tickets because if you got a good quarterback, most of the time, you know, you probably got a good team. At least you know the quarterback is capable of getting the ball down the field. So now, with that being said, all the rest of you guys that are out there waiting on the job, the next thing they're looking for is offensive linemen. Like I said, the two biggest things is quarterbacks, of course, is why they're doing the draft special first. So you got to have a leader, quarterback, boom. Then the next thing is who's going to protect my quarterback? Got to have offensive linemen. We got to stack them up, okay? Then, now you start talking, well, let me get my defensive line going. You got your offensive line, your defensive line, you got your quarterback. Now all the rest of that stuff, slot wide receiver, running back, wide receiver, on the defensive side of the ball, my linebackers, I got my safeties, my corners, got them. But usually those positions I just named, the skill position, again, on offense, wide receiver, slot wide receiver, running back, defense, linebackers, cornerbacks, safeties, those are the guys that are always like, I'm not signing with no pro developmental film league team. I'm going to just wait on the XFL draft pool. Well, I'm just telling you, you're not priority. They need you, but we're talking about filling up 400 slots. Most of you guys are going to be left out because they don't need you like that. That's why it's really a shame that we don't have more leagues. I've even had to the point to where guys are like, hey, I'm going to offer you the USFL, people I know in the USFL front offices, they're like, I'm going to offer this guy a USFL contract to go and come play. Mind you, the USFL put 53 guys in camp again, right? But, you know, the USFL put 53 guys in the NFL camp. That's what the USFL did. When the USFL been offering a lot of these guys contracts based on my relationship that I hear certain things based on my relationship with certain USFL front office personnel and scouts and whatnot. A lot of guys are holding out on signing USFL contracts because they say, well, I'm on the XFL draft board. Yeah, I mean, but what does that mean? You may not get drafted. Oh, I got, you know, certain coaches contacting me and been calling me and stuff. What does that mean? How many people in the NFL be in communication with a team? A team be like, well, if you're on the board in the third round, I'm going to pick you up. Third round come, they look at everything, they pass you and pick up somebody else. You might wind up being the doggone free agent just coming to camp and having to make your way on the team in camp because things change at any minute in the NFL. Things change at any minute in the XFL. When people are talking about paying you some type of decent money, things change. It's about the needs of the team, not the needs of you as an individual athlete. You need to get on the team and make some money, but the team is like, it's all about putting butts in the seats. It's all about selling merchandise. It's all about having a good product to put on the field as well. And they're going to fill those holes the best way they can to put the best product out there to keep selling merchandise, beverages, and every food and beverages and all this different stuff. Because at the end of the day, money is the what? Money is the bottom line. Money is the bottom line. But we're going to get back to some more free agent talk because it is XFL draft week coming up November 16th and 17th. November 15th, tomorrow, is going to be the XFL quarterback draft special. November 16th and 17th. Let me say this again. XFL quarterback draft special is going to be on the 15th. the 16th and the 17th is going to be the XFL draft for all the guys that got a draft pool invitation. So all I'm saying is that all you guys that are sitting back on your hands that missed Hub Camp this weekend because you got a draft pool invite, you really did yourself a disfavor, because the Hub Camp was an opportunity for you to get looked at by XFL scouts. You could have got a look at XFL scouts easily yesterday. Not XFL scouts, I'm sorry. Hub Camp is partnered with the USFL. So yesterday at Hub Camp was easily was an opportunity for you to get looked at by USFL scouts, because the USFL was out there at Hub Camp yesterday here in California. I was there. My client was there working out. And all you guys are sitting back saying, oh, no. I wasn't going to pay no money to go to Hub Camp because I'm on the XFL draft pool invitation board. Well, let's cross our fingers and hope you get drafted. And let's cross our fingers and hope when you get drafted and go to camp that you're one of the 400 that stick to a roster. So they're bringing 520-some players in to camp, and they're going to be cutting 120 of y'all to cut their roster down to 400 even to spread it amongst all the teams. So good luck. You missed a big opportunity at Hub Camp for the USFL. At the same time, I think the USFL, not the USFL, but the Hub Camp, who is partnered with the USFL, is doing another event, doing another Hub Camp in February. It's going to be a padded event, and it's going to be a scrimmage in pads. Yeah, you won't be going 100% based on the information that I got, but you will be in pads, and it'll be a light simulated scrimmage. Probably not going 100%. Don't want to get nobody hurt, but it is going to be some hitting. So there's going to be some light contact in pads. So that's coming up in February. So all you guys that if you get passed up in the XFL draft this week, hit me up. I still can help you. But I'm just trying to tell you, quit passing up on opportunities after opportunities, thinking that, oh, the XFL going to call me, so I'm not going to sign a USFL contract. Oh, the XFL going to call me, so I'm not going to go to Hub Camp and get my opportunity to be seen by USFL teams to sign a contract. The XFL going to call me. I'm not going to sign an IFL contract when the IFL is actually partnered with the XFL to be their minor league team. So that's stupid anyway. Why wouldn't you sign with an IFL team? Well, I'm not going to sign with the CIFL, Champions Indoor Football League, which has the same style of football as the Indoor Football League. Well, I'm not going to sign with them because the XFL going to call me. Well, that's crazy, because you still can get the CIFL feel and move up to the IFL for their last four games of the season, because the seasons end kind of like 4 weeks apart. You guys are not thinking. You guys are just putting all your eggs in one basket. Again, the XFL worked out 6,000 guys. They narrowed it down out of 6,000 to a big cut of 1,700 who they like to put on the draft board. From that 1,700, they're bringing in 523 guys to the draft pool invitation special on the 16th and 17th. And then from that point, when you go to camp, it'll be 523 guys in camp. They're going to narrow that down to 400 when the season starts around about the end of January. So all I'm trying to tell you guys is, stop putting all your eggs in one basket. It's more than one way to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. But to sit back here and say that because the XFL, I got an XFL draft invitation, come on, man, stop it. They worked out so many people. You don't know if they even thinking about you. At the same time, some of the invitations that went out are fake invitations. Keep telling you that. Had a whole radio show talking about XFL fake draft invitations. So half of y'all don't even know if you got a real draft invitation or not, because you're too scared to even investigate that, because you'd be heartbroken and understand that you've been had if you find out that, oh, being real with you guys. With that being said, I'm going to take a quick station break, and we'll be back to talk a little bit about my live XFL draft broadcast event. I'm going to be broadcasting my show live while the XFL draft is going on, sharing different notes from XFL.com on who got drafted, this, that, and other. But I have an event called War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? And I have six spots open. It's $100 a spot for a 15-minute interview to sit down. I got six spots a day. six spots on the 16th, six spots on the 17th. It's $100 to be a part of this event, live broadcast event, and it's going to give you the opportunity to share your joy in a 15-minute interview if you get drafted, and also share your pain if you're still sitting around on the draft board during my broadcast. So this called War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? I'll promote the ticket page on Brown Paper Tickets when I promote this episode of my show after we close out for the day. But anyway, for those of you just tuning in, this is Stokers and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. Time on deck is 9:12 a.m. It is 56 degrees and sunny in San Diego, California. I am your host, Ramiro Ferrant, a.k.a. the late night dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. So we're going to go off into some more of our music mix and everything like that, and then we'll be back. Stand by. Hello and welcome back to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Today's topics for those of you just tuning in was NFL Week 10 Review and XFL Draft Week. Those who debate professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience. Topics will include results from the NFL, NBA, and scores from the NHL. The host will talk about pro-developmental football free agency in preparation for the XFL Draft Week. So where we currently stand, we're talking about pro-developmental football free agency in preparation for XFL Draft Week. Going back to where I left off of my spring free agents that follow the show, tomorrow is the quarterback selection show. I believe that's going to be on XFL.com for the XFL the pre-event before the XFL draft day starts. XFL draft is going to start on the 16th of this week, November 16th and the 17th. And so there's going to be a two-day draft special. On my show, on the Stokers and Beer Radio show, we're promoting our own live broadcast event. It has nothing. It's independent of the XFL draft, but it's going to be going on while the XFL draft is going on, and it's called War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? What it is giving us an opportunity to record your live raw emotions of joy, your live emotions of anxiety, of anger, of pain, of happiness. We just want to capture your raw emotion on the show. We have 6 slots per day available. It's $100 per slot for a 15-minute interview. So you can come on here and express your feelings in front of a live global listening audience, worldwide football audience globally on the Stokers and Bear radio show, live on Blog Talk. And if you want to come on here, it's $100 to do a 15-minute interview and share your raw emotions about, you know, why am I still on the draft board? Why didn't I get selected? Why am I not good enough? Why are they passing me over for this other player? I want to get all those live emotions because I know that most of the time on the when you're in the draft room, you're like, well, okay, they done the first pick. I wasn't expecting to go first. Then when they make the second pick, well, I thought I was going to go second, third, fourth, fifth, 50th, 60th, 70th, 80th. You got to remember we got 523 picks, people, 523 selections going to camp. And all those raw emotions of tense anger, of joy, we want to get those emotions on the recorded so you can have those for your resume. So you can have it to tell other players, this is how I felt that day. I recorded how I felt that day. I know how it feels to wait to be selected. I know how your emotions can go up and down because when you feel like that you're supposed to be selected off the draft board by the 10th pick, but yet they're calling the 100th pick, and they still haven't called your name. We want to see how you feel. We want to investigate, well, did you really have a real draft invite? Were you on the draft board in the first place? Because there was a lot of draft invitations that got sent out that were not real. Some of you guys that are out there right now have fake draft invitations. Because so many of them went out, I don't think that the XFL was able to even, you know, really clear up the discrepancy. Because so many of those fake draft invites were going out, and they're probably still going out today. Some agency out there, or agency or two out there, is trying to basically ensure their piece of the pie, corner the market by telling all their players, oh, yeah, we were successful in getting you a XFL draft invitation, and you probably don't even have one. So you'll be sitting up thinking you're one of the 523 people that's going to be getting selected to go to camp and have the opportunity to be one of the 400 that stick to a roster. Oh, no, sir. No, sir. Oh, no, sir. Your draft pool invitation may not even be real. We ain't even got to the total bottom of that yet. We talked about it. We talked about it on my show. I even had my people on Player 56 came onto my show. They were up under another name at that time. But my people were on the podcast, Player 56, they came on the show to talk about it. I mean, I'm not saying that you got a fake invitation. I'm just saying if your name don't get called, it's something to think about. Was your draft invitation real? Because this did happen. At the same time, I know you're going to be questioning yourself. I should have went number. I should have been the first receiver picked, and now they're on the 400. They're on the 400 pick, and I'm still on the draft board. That's why I call it war room. Not only are the teams going to be in the war room, we're going to be in our own war room talking about why you should have already came off the draft board. It's just an opportunity for us to get that live emotion, and I'm going to be promoting war room all the way up until day after, up until the morning of the draft. I'm going to be promoting war room all the way up. Those spots, we got 6 spots available. You can pay it via Cash App, $FerranOne, or you can hit me on my DM at Ferran Sports. That's at capital FERRAND at Ferran, SPORTS, PORTS, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. If you want a ticket to our live broadcast event during the XFL draft, not affiliated with the XFL draft, but we're going to be basically running our show. It's going to be a XFL draft special on my radio show and recording your raw emotions during the draft. I'll be, as I get information of people getting picked, I'll be announcing who got picked and what pick they went at, what team they're going to at the same time. We'll be doing your 15-minute interview and you can express why you should have got that pick, why you shouldn't be waiting on the draft board. I'm going to be broadcasting my show from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time as usual, but it'll be 6 slots available per each day. I got 12 slots available. It's $100 a slot for a 15-minute interview. Come on, you know, come on the show and talk and let it out. Don't just sit at home. Don't just sit at home and pout and be upset. Talk about it. Talk about why you waited on signing a USFL contract. Talk about why you waited on not going to on going to Hub Camp. Talk about why you waited on signing a CIFL contract. An IFL contract. Talk about why you waited on doing an FCF workout. Talk about why you waited to go work out for any arena indoor leagues at whatever level. Talk about why you waited. What I'm saying is that a lot of you got these draft invitations and y'all just quit because y'all just say, this is my ticket. I'm going to just wait. I'm going to just have faith that I'm going to be one of the 400 people that make an active roster. But first of all, I'm going to just have faith that I'm going to be one of the 523 people selected out of the 1,700 on the draft board. I'm not going to do nothing else. I'm not going to work with Mr. Ferran. I'm not going to work with Best Sports Management in San Diego, California. I'm not going to work with him. I don't need him. I got an XFL draft invite. Okay, no problem. But I want you to come on to the show and express your raw emotions as the draft goes on, as they pick offensive lineman after offensive lineman, as they pick big school athlete after big school athlete after big school athlete. And for you guys that went to small schools, NAIA, Division III, Division II, you know, FCS, non-playoff schools, for all you guys, when they're making these selections, I want to record your raw emotion. And as you get selected, when you come off the draft board, I want to record your joy as well. I want to share in your joy. I want to share in your joy and your pain. I want to share in your happiness and your anger. I want to share in all your raw emotions. Let's get it recorded. Let's put it out there in front of the world while it's happening in real time. It's got to be 12 of y'all. It's got to be 12 of y'all out there that want to be a part of this event, that want to share your frustrations, want to talk about the unfairness of being non-drafted, especially at this level. I'm trying to get your story. It's $100 to share your story on my broadcast. And you can take the episode and do with it what you want. You can take that episode, send it out to teams expressing your disgust on why they passed you over. You can share the episode. Just come to the table. It's $100 to come to the table. It's $100 to come to the table and share that raw emotion. It's $100 to come to the table and share that raw emotion. War room. Why am I not on the NFL draft? War room. Why am I still on the draft board? War room. Live broadcast event. Why am I still on the draft board? You can get your ticket at Brown Paper Tickets. $100 per slot. I got 6 slots available per day. You can purchase your ticket on Brown Paper Tickets. Or you can also contact me and purchase it from me directly. $Ferran1 on Cash App. Cash App $Ferran1. Cash App. $100. PayPal. $100. You just DM me and ask me for my scan code. Ask me for my QR code so you can pay me. Pay for your slot. Sit at the table. Share your draft day with us on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Share with us. Come sit down at the table with us while you're waiting to get drafted. We're going to give you a 15-minute interview. We're going to give you a voice for 15 minutes. We're giving you a voice. Why hold all your emotions in? Why be upset? Why be angry by yourself? Let it out. Tell the world. Tell the world it's an injustice that they left me on the draft board. Tell the world I'm better than the guys they picking. Tell the world. They looking over me because I went to a small NAIA school. Tell the world. Don't hold those emotions in. Tell the world. War room. Why am I still on the draft board? A lot of you guys sitting out there with these XFL contracts. Every time I talk to you, hey, man, you know, I got opportunity. I'm here for you. Small price for this, small fee for that. I'm here for you. Just reach out to me. No, man, I ain't doing nothing right now, man. I'm going to get back with you after next week, man, because I should be getting drafted to the NFL. I'm sorry, they should be getting drafted to the XFL. I'm going to be getting drafted to the XFL. I know I'm XFL material. Well, you said the same thing when the NFL draft was over. I know I'm not going to mess with you, man, until the NFL draft is over, man, because I know they're going to call me for an NFL draft. Well, how they going to call you? You ain't even on the draft board. You didn't do a junior day. Your school didn't offer a pro day. So if you didn't do a junior day, you don't have a what? A draft ranking, right? If you didn't do a pro day, that means you haven't been evaluated by an NFL team to even be considered for a free agent contract, right? So why are you waiting on the NFL draft to be over with? Now, here come the XFL. Oh, the XFL got a draft coming up. I can't mess with you right now, Mr. Ferran. I can't take your opportunity because the XFL draft. XFL draft going to pick me up. The XFL draft going to pick me up. I'm going to get drafted. Okay. Again, let me go over the numbers again. For those of you that's listening out there or that will listen to this episode, it was 6,000 guys got worked out. 6,000. Cut it down to 1,700 for the draft pool. Some of y'all in the draft pool got fake invites, and you got an invite thinking that you are in part of the 1,700, but you're not part of the 1,700. You just think you're part of the 1,700. But at the end of the day, you might have a fake invite. Moving that aside, I had three great players, two high level in 2019 going into the 2020 XFL draft. Two high level D1 athletes and one D2 athlete that had blazing speed, blazing pro speed. None of them got drafted. Did you hear what I said? I've been through all this before. That's why I'm trying to share this with you. None of them got drafted. Two of them went in as free agents in the camp. Both got cut. One didn't even make it to camp. The two that got cut got brought back as one on the practice squad for a team. One was brought back to Team 9 practice squad. They had a Team 9 practice squad in Houston. He got brought back for that. One got brought back to the D.C. Defenders on the active roster. The week he got up there in practice and was supposed to play on the weekend, COVID-19 struck before he even got on TV Saturday. COVID-19 struck and everybody had to go home. COVID-19 had changed the world, had shut the world down. He didn't get his opportunity. Okay? So you start sitting back talking about, oh, I'm putting all my hope in the XFL. November 16 and 17, they're going to call my name. Go back to the numbers. Go back to the numbers. The numbers got to make sense. You may have a fake invitation anyway. And number two, look at the cut. They worked out 6,000. Hear me, people. Hear me, guys. They worked out 6,000. They're only putting 1,700 in the draft. Out of those 1,700, some of y'all got fake invitations. And you're not even really part of the 1,700. Then the 523 that they're bringing in the camp, 523, 528, however many, they're going to cut that down to 400. Okay? You're not listening. You're sitting back here not taking the time to get with me now. And while the prices are affordable, I'm trying to talk to you. Well, I'm trying to make it affordable and make it easy to you. Understand, today's price may not be tomorrow's price, just like today's price may not be yesterday's price. Get with me now and stop procrastinating. Think about you athletes. You're always looking for something for nothing. And I'm taking this time to say this here because that's what you do. You guys are always looking for something for nothing, meaning you've been in college, everything given to you in high school, everything given to you in college. Then when you don't go drafted, and I just broke it down to you probably why you didn't get drafted to the NFL. Some of y'all fit that, most of y'all fit what I said earlier. You didn't do a junior day. You didn't get a pro day by going to these small second-rate type of schools. And the coaches that have not taken the time to build a connection for your program to get you guys seen. That's fine because there's still opportunities to make it. Like what I'm talking about, working with me. Still get you there. I've managed people all the way up from the bottom all the way up to doggone to the XFL, CFL, Arena One. I did all that stuff. You're talking to the right person, trained by the right people. I could put the stuff on Lee Steinberg's desk. Again, that's Patrick Mahomes' agent. That's Tua Tagovailoa's agent because I got the people email because they don't want to certify me. I don't talk to these people. I deal with these people because I attend their seminars. I mean, I try to stay in the room. If I wasn't doing the hub camp yesterday, I'd have been in Vegas doing the Steinberg Sports and Entertainment Asian Academy, where they got Warren Moon as a guest speaker. I'd have been up there. But I had to go to Hubcap with my client and make those connections for the USFL. You're talking to the right one, people. You're talking to the right one. Anyway, we're going to get off into some more music mix, and then I'll be back to close out the show. This is the Stokers & Bit Radio Show, and I am your host, Romero Friend, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers & Bit Radio Show. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back to the Sodas and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on WBESD, Chula Vista. That's WBEST, Chula Vista. Time on deck is 9:50 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is 64 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny in San Diego, California. Now, today's topic was NFL Week 10 review and XFL Draft Week. The host will debate professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience. Topics will include results from the NFL, NBA, and scores from the NHL. The host will talk about pro developmental football free agency in preparation for the XFL Draft this week. Guest call-in line is 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. We want to thank our guest calling in today, RC from Kansas City. RC from Kansas City talking about all things Kansas City Chiefs and talking about all things NFL. Thank you for calling in, RC. Hopefully you'll be a regular contributor to the show. At the same time, just want to basically encourage everybody to stay safe out there from monkeypox. Keep your hand sanitizer on you. Keep your face mask on you. Get your COVID-19 boosters. Get your flu shots. Get your pneumonia shots and all that good stuff. If you find yourself sick, quarantine yourself for about 5 days from your family members inside the house. Find a room, quarantine yourself. Make sure you get your meds from your doctor and take them. And then keep everybody in the household safe. And at the same time, keep the public safe by wearing your mask in crowded spaces. Today's been a great show. This is the draft week. This is a big week. For the XFL, yesterday we did Hub Camp, giving guys I was at Hub Camp with my client and talking to athletes and staff out there and stuff like that, people out there in attendance at the Hub Camp, just giving out guys opportunities for the USFL mainly. The biggest thing I could take away from it is opportunities for the USFL because the USFL scout was there. So I was there for that. This week is XFL draft event stuff. And tomorrow they got the on XFL.com, I believe, the XFL quarterback selection show on the 16th and 17th. They'll be doing the XFL draft. Again, they worked out 6,000 guys, cut it down to 1,700 that was eligible for the draft, and cutting that down to 523 for camp, cutting that down to 400 for active roster spots. So you got to figure out where you fit in that, plus factor in the fact that you might have a fake draft pool invitation. So with all that being said, we're going to have an event called War Room. We got six slots on the 16 available, six slots on the 17 available, to where we're giving guys an opportunity to come and sit down at the table with us on a live broadcast during the XFL draft. We're not affiliated with the XFL draft in no way, form, or fashion. It's going to be on my radio platform, on Stogies and Bill platform, broadcasting live during the draft as I'm calling out. People that got selected for the draft, as I get that information in, you can be at the table talking about why you're still on the draft board. Go to Brown Paper Tickets and look up War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? It's an opportunity and a safe place for you to vent your feelings out. You can vent your anger, vent your disgust. You can also express your joy when you get selected for a draft pool invitation. Look it up, War Room on Brown Paper Tickets. Come sit down with us on draft day and let's talk about how you're feeling while the draft is going on. Talk about why you're being overlooked. Talk about why they selected people in front of you. Talk about why you're still on the draft board. Talk about how happy you are to get selected to the XFL draft, get accepted to an XFL camp. Talk about, really, I didn't even have a real draft pool invitation. So that's War Room. You can get your tickets on brownpapertickets.com, or you can call me. You can DM me for a QR scan code to get your ticket on PayPal, or you can go to Cash App, $FerRan1, $FerRan1. The cost to be at the table is $100. We got six slots per day available. Give you a 15-minute interview to express your raw emotions during the XFL draft. With that being said, this has been the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. The Stogies and Beer Radio Show can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the guest call-in line every day is 515-602-9687. Again, we want to thank our guest caller today, RC from Kansas City, talking about everything Kansas City Chiefs and the NFL. And we're going to go ahead on the set, Black Fade On. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Be light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. Pray for peace. Pray for Brittany Griner that she We find out where she is, as they're transporting her to an unknown penal colony, and pray that they get her home safe soon. Pray for the people in Ukraine that this war is over with. I also pray for the Russian soldiers too, that because they probably don't even want to be fighting this war. Pray that this war is over so they can go home to their families, because they probably be fighting a war that they don't even want to fight. So pray for peace around the world. Love everybody. There's only one race. That's the human race. Treat everybody the way you want to be treated. And again, be love, not hate. Be light, not darkness. Set black, fade all. See you tomorrow. Set black, fade all.